It's funny, when this book came out, there was a great deal of silence around it, and you could imagine my surprise when this fall I received an email, and it said, Dear Dr. Kate Eichhorn, we know about your great contributions to forensic science research, and so we're inviting you to give a speech at the World Congress of Forensics annual meeting in China. And so I emailed them back, and I said, you realize my great contribution to forensics is a book of poetry? And I never heard from them again, and I'd like to thank the Atwater and the Canada Council and Katja for letting me give my speech here instead. One perfect autumn day, I attended 11 funerals. People lined the street awaiting loved ones with open graves. I stood behind a middle-aged man. If you cared, you wouldn't carry a thin blade between villages, a pseudonymic photograph of my dead who touched me on the shoulder. Wished I could give him 1,000 marks, some answers. Most people spilled with foreignness. This weekly harvest of respects provided closure. How'd he die? I looked at my clipboard, answered. There were landmines in the nature of these injuries. I craft these freshly dug statements to investigate our consumption of fear, repatriate the impossibility of war. I drove from village to village with my ethnic cleansing methodology. An onlooker tells me in a language I do not speak. You do not see because you have units of analysis, such as states. The purpose of this text was dutifully transcribed with incomprehensible force taken by the reader, dilettante day-tripping in another body's funeral. For those who had given us permission, obligation boiled to write for the exhumed, but decomposition has never been a picturesque rural village under thunder. This is a bodily observation, the most radical of all ideas. Not far from where we were indiscriminate in a sunlit clearing, the world unfolds, always inscribed on my knowledge-producing warfare, an obligation to other bodies. Personification into units behind artillery, result of perfect planning. A, specimens, anthropologist, spy. B, bones, field worker, traitor. C, dogs, scoundrel, leader. D, heritage, historian, liar. E, tibia, pathologist, collaborator. F, lovers, victim, shit. G, evidence, investigator, poet, do-gooder. H, children, parent, dirt. I, artifacts, curator, thief. Spent the night launched against the landscape, documenting the distance. Came down when a voice shouted over the projectiles. Baked bread filled a narrow alley. An old man transformed lay strewn on the ground. I became air, went inside. Breathable, told two arbitrary figures about the expulsion and need to hide. They told me to speak louder, be careful. We buzzed like sound, too exposed, but I knew how to take notes with total indifference. Shot their nearly imperceptible steps at close range, physical prowess, stomachs, sobs, ripped wounds, their brutal narrow hallways. There was no wall there, no protest. Single file entering ties arrived. I heard the voice of bodies on top of moans. Cells took the weight, sound spreading across the floor, the torture of ears. That we move is nothing small. Chests, backs, my head in a pool of black boots, hand signals and signs. Dispassionately, shoulders and thighs, my eyes, teeth, chin tilting, this unaffected grasp. You never really know your arms. Being held is a looseness, a sinking into. I expected her to leave abruptly, to kick. My body separated, hands begged for form. Compassion's gestures opening moments between a gaze. I fell into a small room where women were evident, asleep, slow, deformed, to list just a few uncovered faces. Again to separate, put my jacket back over my head, bruises on my chest as declarations, voices shouting, the typewriter out front was calling my name. I went to document what happened, every moment, every alias, every face, the atmosphere, this clenched cigarette, a stiffness and resistance. Entwined with the Apocalypse Now theater, there's a Woodsworthian narrative that will unwind over empty territories. Make it pertinent. We are fingerprinted to record our statements. Thank you.